WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The world is mourning the death of Cuban leader Fidel Castro. He died last night at 90 years old. Correspondent Patrick Oppmann is in Havana, where he says the island is in an official period of mourning.
When you have an event like this in Cuba, bars and restaurants are closed. Children are forbidden to sing in schools sometimes. And here we will also see massive rallies in Havana and Santiago de Cuba, the city that was really Fidel Castro's home when he grew up.
Castro led a rebel army to an unlikely victory in Cuba and embraced Soviet-style communism. His nearly half a century reign was marked by the failed U.S.-backed Bay of Pigs invasion in 61 and the Cuban Missile Crisis a year later that almost started a nuclear war. 4 months after a devastating flood tore through its main street, Ellicott City is having a grand reopening today.
Small Business Saturday is the biggest day of the year for these merchants in Ellicott City.
And Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman wants to make sure everyone knows they're back open for business during the busy holiday shopping period.
Of the 90 businesses that were closed because of the flood, it's my understanding that approximately 70 have reopened.
He says experts came in and told him it'd be upwards of a year to get everything back up and running after last July's torrential flooding.
I started to see the way people were coming together, the way how strong they were working together and how committed they were to rebuilding. I could see how it was going to come more quickly.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C.'s famous and beloved giant panda cub, Bebe, is recovering this morning from emergency surgery yesterday. Zookeepers knew something was wrong when Bebe stopped eating and started sleeping more than usual. They observed Bebe for a day before getting him an ultrasound.
The ultrasound revealed a blockage at the top of his small intestine.
Zoo spokesperson Annalisa Meyer says the cub went into emergency surgery. The blockage turned out to be a dense mass of bamboo about the size of a lemon.
There's every expectation he's going to return to his normal life and diet, but we just have to watch him for the next few days. And so while he is recovering, he will be kept separately from Mei Zhang, his mother.
And the panda cam will be turned off while he recovers. If hearing about the panda cub makes you want to hug a furry animal, you can adopt one for free today at the Humane Rescue Alliance in D.C. Zappos is paying all adoption fees this weekend as part of the Home for the Holidays program. The Alliance's spokesperson, Matt Williams.
We think it will increase a lot of traffic coming to our shelters to rescue some animals that frankly need it.
If you want to adopt, you will still have to go through the usual process to make sure the animal is the right fit for you. And in sports, the Wizards coughed up a 17-point first-quarter lead before John Wall scored the team's final eight in a 94-91 victory at Orlando. Washington knocked off Buffalo 3-1 as Marcus Johansson scored his eighth goal of the season, and Philip Grubauer made 29 saves. Daniel Winnick and Brett Colony also scored for the Capitals, who won four times on their just-completed four-game homestead. The Terps defeated the Richmond Spiders 88-82 last night. Today, they take on Rutgers Scarlet Knights at home. Traffic and weather next.
This holiday season, stay connected and stay informed with accurate and dependable forecasts.
More winter weather that could impact your commute.
Mostly the accumulation will be tonight.
So when you head over the river and through the woods, there'll be no surprises. Get everything you need to know from the Weather Channel.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory.
At 105.9 FM at AM 630.
You can pick up 2 to 4 inches of snow as a storm system moves by offshore.
Washington's Mall, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
It's 7:04 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Bo Chase in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic volume is increasing on area roads and in Hyattsville. Authorities are on the scene of a gas main break at Rhode Island Avenue North at 43rd Avenue. A crash on 66 eastbound at Route 123 has cleared. An accident in Burke Center Parkway in both directions near the Roberts Parkway. That crash has all lanes blocked. And in Beltsville, Powder Mill Road at Edmonston Road, a crash there causing delays this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sun and clouds mixed, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-30s. More of the same tomorrow, sunny skies again, highs in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, mainly clear, then a few clouds, lows in the lower 30s. And for Monday, we're looking at partly sunny skies in the morning that will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, a warm one with highs around 60. Right now, 45 in Warrington and 43 in Waldorf. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A lot of things can create volatility in the stock market. Earnings news, elections, and talk of rate hikes. How can we brace against the impact of these events on your financial future? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. We'd be happy to help you plan your investment goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Simon, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. AM 630.
WMAL. Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have John Gizzi join us on this holiday weekend. Of course, he is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. And what a lovely morning it is, but it's getting cold.
Yeah. Well, things are heating up for the Trump administration as names have been solidified for key positions in the new incoming administration. The picks that he's made as cabinet members so far, criticism that he's putting a lot of billionaires into positions in the cabinet, you know, are they out of touch? And it contrasts with what I thought were a lot of political appointments in some of the more recent administrations. These are successful people, aren't they?
Yes, very much so. Betsy DeVos, the new Secretary of Education, comes from a family that's been in business for a long time, the Princes of Michigan, and that's Prince, the family name, not Prince, the reference to royalty. Her husband, Richard DeVos Jr., is the heir to the Amway fortune, former candidate for governor. The joke among my friends in Michigan was their marriage had to be approved by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, that said, Mrs. DeVos is someone who's devoted a good part of her life to the cause of school vouchers. She defied other Republicans in the water wonderland 16 years ago by pushing a statewide initiative to make vouchers the law of the land in Michigan. It was defeated, and then she formed an organization, the American Federation for Children, AFC, to advance vouchers nationally, and she's done a lot of work with it. Yes, she comes from money, but she's done something with her money, and many people, particularly in the inner cities, they think she's done pretty good.
And let's talk about Wilbur Ross as the possible Secretary of Commerce.
Yes. Wilbur Ross, of course, is known to many as the former husband of former New York Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy Ross, a frequent fixture on programs featuring talking heads, including Newsmax TV, I'll mention by way of disclosure. Wilbur, her former husband, is one of the true masters of the universe in Wall Street. He is someone who, a classmate at Harvard Business School told me, was making deals on his phone in the dormitory. Over the years, he has advanced his wealth into many different areas, buying up companies that are nearly on their deathbed and reviving them. Again, he's someone who came from some money, made a lot of money, but has done good things with it. To me, this is not just someone with inherited wealth any more than Betsy DeVos is an heiress. These are people who have a great sense of noblesse oblige, duty. They use their money for the greater good. And now they enter public service not to be someone, but to do something.
Let's turn to some of the picks for national security. And a friend of ours, of course, KT McFarland,
yes,
the Deputy National Security Advisor. She brings decades of experience in American foreign policy and national security. And you've written about General James Mattis as a possible Secretary of Defense. We've seen Lieutenant General Mike Flynn as the National Security Advisor. What does the selection of these very strong, experienced leaders tell you?
It tells me that Donald Trump has a lot of confidence in people who are used to giving orders and have a sense of command. You may recall that in debates throughout the campaign, he would refer to and quote General Douglas MacArthur, General George Patton, and General Black Jack Pershing, the hero of World War I. This is someone who clearly is comfortable with the top brass in the military and not unwilling to deploy them in new careers. You mentioned General Mattis. I've interviewed General Mattis twice. He's a four-star general known as the Warrior Monk. He has 7,000 books that he has read and commented on, as well as being someone who advises young officers. Be polite to others. Have a sense of graciousness. Be kind, but always be ready to kill whomever you have to. I might add that Mattis is someone who was the subject of a movement to draft him for president as an independent. And then later, he privately told me that many of his friends in the military in Europe were very nervous about Donald Trump and his talk about cutting back support for NATO from the U.S. That said, I can tell you, Donald Trump, very much like Abraham Lincoln and Barack Obama and others, does not seem to be bothered by criticism. His thin-skinned responses on Twitter notwithstanding. When it comes to those who advise him the most, he puts respect above any commentary that the nominees have offered. And hence we come up with Nikki Haley at the United Nations, Marco Rubio backer Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education, and in all likelihood, General James Mad Dog Mattis as Secretary of Defense. It's going to be an interesting cabinet.
We will continue our conversation with John Gizzi after a quick check of the traffic and weather, and we will also have a detailed segment with you coming up on the death of Fidel Castro.
Good morning, I'm Beau Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Police still clearing a wreck in Burke Center Parkway in both directions near the Roberts Parkway. That has all lanes blocked. In Beltsville, a crash on Powder Mill Road at Edmonston Road. Also in Hyattsville, Rhode Island Avenue North at 43rd Avenue, there is a gas main break. Emergency crews are on the scene. Traffic slowed due to congestion in Bethesda, River Road eastbound between Goldsboro Road and Dorset Avenue. And the City Center holiday tree lighting takes place this evening between 4 and 9 p.m. 10th Street Northwest from 8th Street Northwest to New York Avenue Northwest. I Street Northwest from 9th Street Northwest to 10th Street Northwest will be closed for that tree lighting. I'm Beau Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast looking great for the weekend. Will be cloudy today with a high of 53. And tomorrow, sunshine. It's even better tomorrow. Our high temperature's up to 54. On Monday, look for clouds up to 57. Some rain in the picture and temperatures in the mid-60s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Outside right now in Washington, 45. We're heading to 53 this afternoon. And it is quarter after 7 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi from Newsmax.com. And John, a lot of talk about sore losers since the election. And we've seen Elijah Cummings, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren on the attack so far about Donald Trump, his possible business conflicts, his transition. Elizabeth Warren wants an investigation into the transition team. I guess the honeymoon really never even started before it was over.
No, I saw Bernie Sanders at a Christian Science Monitor press breakfast last week. And he told me that he wants to see the name of Steve Bannon, a senior advisor to the new president, withdrawn. That seems to be a cause célèbre for Cummings as well as for Senator Warren. The fact is that the Democratic Party is just not used to being a loyal opposition party. They lost a race they were expected by themselves and just about everyone else to win. They are now stuck with the debts of candidates. They are looking at what to do. And along that way, some of its most vocal figures on the far left, Cummings, Warren, and Bernie Sanders, warn Democrats, don't go to the center, go to the left. We would have won if we'd nominated Bernie Sanders last time. And again, this is not something I would endorse or have looked at in any great length. People believe it. Why do you think Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, a practicing Muslim, is the favorite to be Democratic National Chairman when they elect a new member to that position? It's because of backing from some of the individuals on the far left.
Many of the Trump loyalists are very concerned about the notion of Mitt Romney as Secretary of State for the things that Mitt Romney said about Donald Trump during the campaign, and there were some pretty brutal comments that he made. How do you reassure a conservative, if you would? I don't know that you would, but if you did, how would you reassure him that Mitt Romney would be the right pick for Secretary of State?
Look, we all know that the former governor of Massachusetts and 2012 Republican presidential nominee has some very dubious credentials among conservatives. That said, many people agreed with Donald Trump when he said that Mitt Romney has no business telling Republican voters what to do because he choked in the end in an election he was supposed to win. In fact, Mr. Trump's own words are, he choked like a dog. That said, Mitt Romney is someone who is known worldwide. Like John Kerry, he would be a Secretary of State who not only speaks a foreign language, but lived abroad. And it would also demonstrate that Donald Trump is willing to listen to and agree with if he goes for the man known as Willard Mitt Romney, Mitt for short. Whether he'll do it is unclear. There are people in the Trump inner circle who are backing former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani as the alternative, the anti-Romney, so to speak. We're going to know in a few days on this. And my guess is this is a president who feels he got where he is and doesn't owe anybody anything. He'll follow his heart.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You can follow him very easily by simply Googling Gizzi on politics. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Rick. It was a pleasure.
7:18 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Up next, the very latest on the death of Fidel Castro.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-912-8834. That's 800-912-8834. 800-912-8834.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning? Actually get excited about work? At WMAL, some people here don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment, radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you're self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including Brian Wilson, Chris Plant, Mark Levin, and me, Larry O'Connor. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. The death of Fidel Castro at the age of 90. He died last night at 10:29, and we are joined by Karen Caifa from CNN. Karen, thank you for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rick.
Fidel Castro reached the age of 90. What do we know about the cause of death?
Well, we know that he has been ailing for some time, and we knew that when he handed over power to his brother Raul 8 years ago. And we've seen Fidel Castro in public less and less over the last few years. And, of course, passing away at the age of 90 last night, that announcement made by Raul Castro, his brother, on Cuban state television. And within the last hour, Cuba has started 9 days of mourning that will extend through Sunday, December 4th, which we have learned is when Fidel Castro's funeral will take place.
For many people listening, they were not around in the late 50s, early 60s, when Fidel Castro led the rebels in Cuba to a revolution. If you could give us a little bit of the history, and then I want to discuss the reaction, because the reaction among the people in Cuba and the people in Little Havana in Miami are the exact opposite this morning. So if you can give us an assessment of why that reaction is so different.
Absolutely. And it's because of those decades of leadership under Fidel Castro that Cuba has remained such a mystery to so many Americans of multiple generations, even though it's only about 90 miles from the U.S. shore. Fidel Castro, of course, led a revolution when he was just 32 years old in 1959, and he came in and ousted another dictator with a promise of democracy. But things did not go that way, the Cuban people soon realized, and Fidel Castro had soon set up the first and only communist government in the Western Hemisphere, which, of course, antagonized the U.S. It was the height of the Cold War, and such began decades of standoffs diplomatically and, of course, economically. That trade embargo went into place in the 1960s and, of course, still stands even now that Fidel Castro has died. So you do have mixed reactions. You have reactions from Cuba where they are sad. It is somebody who loomed large in their lives, and there is some sadness there and some uncertainty about what happens next. But as you mentioned, in Miami, in Little Havana, in places with large Cuban-American populations, there was a lot of celebration and jubilation. Those who did leave Cuba, those who did leave what they felt was an oppressive regime, they have been waiting for this day for a very long time.
And those are people who were displaced. They lost businesses. They lost their incomes. They lost their lives, in a sense, when they were forced out of the country. You know, you mentioned the reaction in Little Havana and the reaction in Cuba. You were in Cuba recently, and I was there about 4 years ago. Can you give us an assessment of how you can contrast Cuba with the United States in 2016?
Oh, you really do feel like you're a world away, Rick, when you are in Cuba, even though, again, you're only about 90 miles from the United States. You know, to travel to Cuba, it took an entire day. This was in September of 2015 when Pope Francis made his historic visit there. It's a 40-minute flight, but all of the red tape and all of the hurdles, it really is an all-day affair just to get there. And when you do arrive there, it's almost like this place that time has forgotten. You could see that there's the architecture of these beautiful buildings that are now crumbling from decades of neglect. You can see the impact of that embargo with the United States. The infrastructure is not there. Communications, it's very difficult to communicate. But what you do know and you do learn right away is that the people are absolutely lovely. And it is, you can see how it can be quite isolating for those people and not really realizing, you know, what the United States really means and what it has to offer as they are on that island. But you do really feel it's this, you know, everybody knows about the classic cars that drive up and down the streets of Havana, but it really does feel like time has forgotten it. Now, some things are starting to change just a little bit. Young people are quite optimistic about what the future may bring, especially with the easing of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Of course, President Obama visited there in March. And, of course, we have the U.S. Embassy in Havana reopened, as is the Cuban Embassy here in Washington. So there is a lot of uncertainty. And the uncertainty isn't just surrounding the Castro regime, Fidel and Raul. It's also surrounding what happens here in the United States. Of course, Donald Trump, the incoming U.S. president, has some different opinions on relations with Cuba than President Obama does.
CNN's Karen Caifa, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
You bet. 7:27 now on the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And you heard the news, I assume, by now that KT McFarland has been named the Deputy National Security Advisor. And we're going to feature a segment we did with KT just before the election, because I think you're going to enjoy really understanding her perspectives and her philosophies on, you know, what she's going to bring to the job. We're going to do that coming up shortly right after the 7:30 news. We'll also be talking with Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel and how to handle the other folks at the table on those holiday dinners, because we got Christmas and, you know, Hanukkah and New Year's coming up. So we ain't out of the woods yet.
Wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with the greater family of life. I'm Ed Begley, Jr., and when you see habitat being destroyed, you know that wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, helping private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. Your voice can speak for wildlife and their homes. Visit the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust at wildlifelandtrust.org.
Arrgh, mateys. Welcome to the ocean. I've sailed the seven seas 100 times and found something I like even more than me treasure. 'Tis the ocean, beautiful and clear. Right now, I'd be sailing over the Great Barrier Reef. It just shivers me timbers thinking of all the fish and coral below me. Wait, what's that floating by? The plastic bag! By Blackbeard's eye patch, that's disgusting! Why did you know that many of these things come from folks throwing them carelessly on the ground? It'd be true! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. Boys, get the plank ready. Somebody's gotta dive in and get that bag. Any volunteers? All right, fine. I'll do it myself. Cannonball! Find out what you can do to help keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
You know, sometimes you just can't win. Amazon apparently has suppressed a number of negative reviews of Megyn Kelly's new memoir. LA Times reporting more than 100 negative reviews of Megyn Kelly's Settle for More appeared on the online retail giant site within hours of its release. The newspaper reports that many of the comments came from a link from a pro-Trump Reddit forum. Amazon removed some reviews from users it couldn't verify had purchased the book. The company spokeswoman said there are many other forums available across the internet to discuss topics of interest which are not product reviews. And, of course, we all know the relationship between Megyn Kelly and President-elect Donald Trump and its effect on some of the Trump supporters. Coming up on the 7:30 news, then we're back on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. He's been largely silent and out of the public eye since getting an intestinal illness in 2006. And today, we learn Cuban leader Fidel Castro has died. Correspondent Christiane Amanpour says,
it was inevitable. 90 years old, ailing, everybody knew that one day Fidel would go.
Some are mourning the communist leader's death, but Cuban exiles and their descendants in Miami are rejoicing, banging pots and pans and honking car horns. Many consider Castro a tyrant who stayed in power by instilling fear in Cubans. He handed that power over to his brother Raul in 2006. And President-elect Donald Trump had said back in September he would undo the deal that President Barack Obama made with Cuba. That deal reestablishes diplomatic relations and trade. But there is one condition that would allow it to stay.
The Castro regime meets our demands. Not my demands, our demands. You know what the demands are.
Those demands include religious and political freedom for Cubans and the freeing of political prisoners. Yesterday, people flocked to big box stores for Black Friday. Today, local stores help you shop with them for Small Business Saturday. Molly Day with the National Small Business Association.
It's really difficult competing with huge businesses.
She says shopping at small businesses is a good way to help the local economy. In sports, the Wizards coughed up a 17-point first-quarter lead before John Wall scored the team's final eight in a 94-91 victory at Orlando. And the Capitals knocked off Buffalo 3-1 as Marcus Johansson scored his eighth goal of the season and Philip Grubauer made 29 saves. They won four times on their just-completed four-game homestead. And the Terps defeated the Richmond Spiders 88-82. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Brian Wilson.
Really, really interesting.
Larry O'Connor.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Washington Mornings on the Mall. Weekdays 5 to 9.
I think they got it exactly right.
Washington's Mall.
Wow.
WMAL.
That good, huh?
Where Washington comes to talk.
You've seen it before. Something that sounds like a great new investment opportunity. So you invest, only to discover it's not so hot. Hi, Rick Edelman here, warning you to stay away from hot investment fads. It's a common way investors lose money, and there are six more that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. Come learn what these mistakes are and discover the right way to invest for retirement at my seminar, Rescue Your Money. Thousands have already attended the seminar nationwide. Come take the first step to helping you achieve your financial goals. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner, Alexandria, Fairfax, and Bethesda, Tuesday and Wednesday, November 29th and 30th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's Bo Chase in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A gas main break in Hyattsville at Rhode Island Avenue North at 43rd Avenue has cleared. A crash also cleared in Beltsville, Powder Mill Road at Edmonston Road. That one's out of the way now. Police still clearing an accident in Burke, Burke Center Parkway in both directions near the Roberts Parkway. That's blocking all lanes. And in Glen Burnie, traffic slowed due to congestion on 8th Avenue Northwest eastbound between Crane Highway North and Ritchie Highway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sun and clouds mixed, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 43 in Frederick, 42 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
power
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:36, the Saturday Morning Update. For over 7 years at this time, it's been a true honor to introduce KT McFarland, National Security Analyst for the Fox News Channel. And as you heard, we are thrilled that KT McFarland has been named the new Deputy National Security Advisor. And I've gotten so many emails over the years from people just, you know, applauding KT, her straightforward analysis of what's going on in current events, and many of those emails saying how much they wished that she was in the administration handling national security and foreign policy. So we are all thrilled to see the appointment by President-elect Trump. And I wanted to give you a quick background on KT McFarland, because over the years we would mention periodically one or two things on her resume. But when you take KT's resume all at one time, it is phenomenal to think that this great American is going to be in such a high level of the Trump administration. Now, KT has held national security posts in the Nixon, Ford, and Reagan administrations. She was an aide to Dr. Henry Kissinger, senior speechwriter to the Secretary of Defense, Caspar Weinberger, later a principal deputy assistant secretary of defense, a Pentagon spokesman. She wrote Caspar Weinberger's Principles of War, which laid out the Reagan administration policy regarding the use of force. In essence, only go to war if it is in America's vital national interest, and then only to win. KT received the Defense Department's highest civilian award for her work in the Reagan administration. She ran as a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate from New York. And just as an example of the breadth, the wisdom, the gravitas that KT brings, along with that experience, she received graduate fellowships from the Ford Foundation, the Institute for the Study of World Politics, and the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency. She's a graduate of George Washington University, Oxford University, and MIT in the PhD program. An amazing woman. And just before the election, we had the chance to talk with KT, and she had written an interesting opinion piece at foxnews.com, The One and Only Thing to Consider When You Vote for President. And I wanted to play some of the highlights from the conversation we had with KT just before the election.
I think we're at a unique historic moment. Very few presidents have this opportunity. It comes along sort of once in a lifetime, once in a generation. Reagan had the opportunity, and both the Roosevelts had it, Teddy and Franklin Roosevelt. The next president is going to have it too. It's that unique historic moment that comes along that allows the new president to break loose of the stale and stagnant status quo and do things like fix the economy, rethink American foreign policy, and then restore a sense of national purpose. So I'm looking for who's going to seize that moment, and how would they do it? Well, the first thing would be turn the economy around with a pro-growth program to cut personal corporate taxes, streamline regulations, embrace the energy revolution. And if that happens, if the next president does that, we will immediately see an economic boom and a manufacturing gold rush, because there are about a dozen new technologies that have been invented in America, and they're just waiting to be mass-produced. It's stuff like 3D printing, driverless cars, wearable medical devices, DNA-based medicine, et cetera, et cetera. But that only happens if you have a pro-growth economy. And then the second thing is if the president has a pro-growth economy and it improves, then you have options for foreign policy that you haven't had for the last 15 years. President Obama and I think Secretary Clinton, you know, they've spent all their time, you know, mired in decadence, self-indulgence, smug self-satisfaction. But in the last 15 years, we've had two wars, three if you count Libya, and we've lost every one of them, and in fact, we've lost Iraq twice. We're about to do it a third time. And instead of destroying radical Islam, it's grown all over the world. When Reagan came in, he was able to be that transformational president. He did turn the economy around. He did turn American foreign policy around. And the result of that was a generation, not one decade, not two decades, almost three decades of peace and prosperity, at the longest period of peace and prosperity in our history. So I'm looking to see which president is going to be able to do those things.
And we are featuring some highlights of a conversation we had with K.T. McFarland on November 5th, just before the election. And she had written an opinion piece at foxnews.com, "The One and Only Thing to Consider When You Vote for President." And to give you a sense of the wisdom and the philosophy that she brings on foreign policy, I asked K.T. for her assessment of the current status of America's foreign policy.
The last 15 years have been a mess, right? Nobody thinks that the Middle East and our war against radical Islam has been successful. Even this administration, even in their fondest memories, doesn't think that it's been successful. But it's more than that. It's the fact that we gave Iran everything that we thought they wanted. We gave them more than what they wanted, and in hoping that we would get a partner for peace in the Middle East, a friend. But instead, their chance of death to America have grown louder. And yet they've continued their sprint to nuclear weapons and will be a nuclear weapons power within the decade. China, for example. China is spreading into the South China Sea, and it's soon going to claim the world's major trade route as an internal Chinese lake that they can decide who gets in, who gets out. And Russia? Well, we're now in a second Cold War, according to the Russians. And they have every intention of replacing us in the Middle East as the major power of influence, as well as unshackling their position in Europe and challenging NATO. But at the same time, all those countries are headed for lousy periods ahead. Things may be bad now for us, but they're going to be really bad for them. Russia's future is bleak. They're going to have an economy that collapses because of high oil prices are no longer going to be high. And the Chinese demographics and their economy is slowing down. And finally, the Middle East is going to be racked by ethno-sectarian religious violence for 30 years.
And for much of the campaign season, we've spoken with KT, and she has always had the grasp on what people outside the Beltway were feeling, what real Americans were feeling about the country and the direction of the country. She got it right from the beginning, long before Election Day, when finally most of mainstream media and the rest of America finally understood what was going on outside of Washington. And we were talking on November the 5th about why she was going to vote for Donald Trump. She was a very, very early supporter of Donald Trump. She was with him from the beginning and throughout because she saw his vision.
Look at the historic opportunity. It's got to be somebody who's willing to, has the guts to challenge the establishment, to go up against the status quo, and to bring in new ideas. Now, who's the non-traditional candidate in this race? And I say this to my fellow conservatives and fellow Republicans who say, I don't like Trump. He's not my kind of guy, not my kind of Republican. Don't delude yourself to think you're going to get this back 4 years from now, because you won't. This is a unique historic moment, and when that torch passes, it doesn't pass. It does not come around again. That's why I'm for Trump, warts and all, because I think he is going to challenge the status quo. He is going to fix the economy, and he is going to rethink American foreign policy. And the final reason is, I worked in the White House during Watergate. I know how bad that is. I saw firsthand, I mean, I was in the White House West Wing when Nixon resigned and saw what happened before the resignation and the months after the resignation. The government doesn't function when the head of the government is worried about being indicted or impeached. Foreign enemies look at that opportunity and they start taking advantage of us, even more advantage than they're taking right now. And the one thing I think you can see from the last week, last month, that Hillary Clinton and her coterie of aides, even if they're in the White House, are going to be investigated and potentially indicted and impeached. We can't afford a presidency that for 4 years is more worried about who's going to the slammer than who's going to take care of the country. So all those things together, I think it's time to, you know, do what Reagan did and say to the American people, are you better off now than you were 8 years ago? Is the world a safer place? Is your country more respected? Is your economy better? Are your children's prospects better? And if you think that's all true, then vote for her, because keep the status quo going. But if you, like me and an awful lot of other people, think that things have gotten much worse and are worried that things are going to get even worse after that, then it's time to drain the swamp, throw the bums out, revitalize the economy, resume the global mantle of leadership, and then show... vote for the one candidate who's shown time and time again he is not in the least bit afraid of challenging conventional wisdom or throwing out the status quo. That's Donald Trump.
Katie McFarland from our conversation on November 5th, just before Election Day. And again, I must say what an honor it has been to have her with us every Saturday morning for over 7 years. And how thrilled I know you listening this morning, all of you listening this morning, how thrilled you are and how reassured you are to have her at one of the highest level positions in the White House. It is just so wonderful. And we will look forward to her wisdom, her experience, her strength and her gravitas as she takes over the new position of Deputy National Security Advisor. And if you want to read up on KT over the weekend, you can go to ktmcfarland.com. She has a great website. And also on foxnews.com, go to the opinion page. You can see a lot of her recent videos there, and also some of the opinion pieces, including the one we referenced in the conversation we just had back on November 5th. And also you can follow KT on Twitter at KT McFarland. And we certainly wish her the very best in her great new position. We're at 7:47, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather.
Good morning, I'm Bo Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Police still clearing an accident in Burke Center Parkway in both directions near the Roberts Parkway. That still has all lanes blocked, but has been there for a while, should be cleared out here before too much longer. In Glen Burnie, traffic still slow on 8th Avenue Northwest eastbound between Crane Highway North and Ritchie Highway. That is due to congestion. Penn Quarter City Center holiday tree lighting coming up this evening between 4 and 9 p.m. 10th Street Northwest from 8th Street Northwest to New York Avenue Northwest. I Street Northwest from 9th Street to 10th Street Northwest will be closed for the duration. I'm Bo Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The WMAL Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be very nice this weekend. We're going to be cloudy today, but our high temperature will be up to 53. Sunshine tomorrow up to 54. Some clouds Monday, high 57. Rain on Tuesday and Wednesday with a highs to 65. We're not going to be below freezing for the next almost 5 or 6 days now. Right now in Washington, we're at 46. We're heading to 53, and it is 7:48, Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us. And we had the chance to talk to Mercedes Schlapp. We talked with her last night, and we were speaking with Mercedes about Thanksgiving. And it was very interesting what Mercedes had written in her Washington Times opinion piece about how to handle those holiday dinners. And the name of the article is Don't Take the Argument Bait at Holiday Dinner. And it's an article that Mercedes has in the Thursday Washington Times. And we asked Mercedes about the article and how relevant this is going to be as we move forward into the Christmas holiday dinners and other holiday dinners and New Year's dinner as well.
Really, I just wanted to, you know, poke fun a little bit and try to be a little more political analysis that I have to paint the picture of rural relatives come and have, you know, a Thanksgiving feast with the conservative family. And I just really enjoyed writing about it. I really hope everyone could take a look and read it. And pretty much I said just start with a lot of food and wine, although the liberals will argue that you're being wasteful. So, you know, I'm sure that in certain dinner tables there was a lot of tension in the room. And how do you get to a point that, you know, you get to a peaceful point where you're basically saying, you know what, it's going to be okay with Donald Trump as president?
Well, I'm not sure that many folks that have opposed him so vehemently have quite reached that point yet.
No. I think, obviously, emotions are still raw. I mean, you're still seeing the protests happening, and you're going to see the protests, I think, happening during inaugural weekend or during that time frame. You know, I think what you're starting to see also is the fact that there's this real concern on the left of the fact that Hillary Clinton, is winning the popular vote right now by close to 2 million votes. And that is becoming alarming, I think, for the left. And we just saw that Jill Stein came out, and she's requesting a recount in Wisconsin because the Wisconsin vote was close. You know, I think once you read further into these stories, you know, most political experts believe that, look, the race is going to stand. It is what it is. You know, Donald Trump won the Electoral College, and he will be, he's our president-elect. And it's interesting because the Clinton folks are not interested at all in going down this recount effort. It could be that they're burnt out and tired, and obviously it was such a painful night, that election night, that they're kind of letting Jill Stein do her thing, but not really getting involved or being affiliated with this potential recount in Wisconsin.
Well, you mentioned Jill Stein and the recounts, and of course she filed for that Wisconsin recount just before the deadline on Friday evening. That in tandem with the pressure now on some of the Electoral College members to potentially vote for Hillary Clinton, and as an example, Harvard professor thinks the Electoral College should. There's a lot of pressure out there just not to accept these election results.
Well, and this liberal Harvard professor in his article in the Washington Post or in the editorial said, we are all citizens equally, our votes should count equally, and since nothing in our Constitution compels a decision, otherwise the electors should respect the equal vote by the people. He said the framers left the electors free to choose. They should exercise the choice by leaving the election as the people decided it in Clinton's favor. Well, obviously we know that that's not the way the Electoral College works. If it was the case, if we would have to go with where these candidates would be campaigning if we were based on a popular vote system, guess where they would be, Rick? They would be in California. They would be in Texas. They would be in New York, in the most populous states throughout the country. They would pretty much ignore the rest of the nation or these smaller states. And it's one of the reasons why we have the Electoral College. It's so that these smaller states have an opportunity to have a voice in this election process. And it's more of an even playing field. So I think for this idea, I know Barbara Boxer tried to push through legislation on getting rid of the Electoral College and just moving forward with the popular vote. It's not going to go anywhere. But I do have to say, I think for Republicans, it's important to keep in mind that they have lost the popular vote in reasons, you know, elections. And it is, I think, a bit alarming, and it's something that the Republicans have to keep in mind, is that it's not just going to be, you know, you obviously have to target these battleground states, but we also want to build the party strong and bring in more people to the party, as much as that needs to become an important priority for the party as well.
I want to turn to one other appointment that was announced on Friday, and that is the incoming White House counsel, Donald McGahn, and he is going to be in a very, very difficult position, I think, with the pressure already we are seeing from people like Elizabeth Warren, Elijah Cummings, and other Democrats who are already complaining about the relationship of Donald Trump's business to his potential role as the president. And Donald McGahn is going to probably have a lot of work there.
Well, let me tell you something. Don McGahn is probably one of the most talented lawyers I have met. He has been with Donald Trump for a very long period of time during this campaign season, has, you know, really put up a, has been there through the rough and tough moments of the campaign, and he is just a very steady hand. And I think you'll find that not very much phases him. He's very, he's just such a steady Eddie is the way I could explain him. But I do agree that for Don, it will be important for, you know, obviously for him to ensure that, you know, that the president, the White House, is following the rule of law. And I know he will be successful at this job. And he will need to obviously be very weary or just very on top of things when it comes to where these congressional Democrats are really going to want to target Donald Trump in trying to link him with any sort of problems with him or what could be business dealings. But I think Don is very much capable of handling being a very successful White House counsel. And, you know, he has served Donald Trump for a long time now and has just been it's just a very talented lawyer, and I think he'll be incredibly successful in that position.
And I think Donald Trump set the tone when he said hotel rates and occupancies were peanuts.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think Donald Trump is certainly aware of the importance of these things, but it is just the notion of a lot of intricacies that Donald Trump's critics are going to pounce on, even though there's nothing there. They will try and make something of nothing. So,
well, the bigger challenges will be obviously with the Donald Trump has mentioned that his children will be taking over the businesses, and how the children will, if they will be, and they have been so far, involved in just in the transition component of things, as well as what role they may play in their father's White House, because they do need to stay clear of any conflict of interest. That is going to need to be a top priority, not only for the White House counsel, but for Donald Trump himself, to ensure that there is no mixing of business and obviously the important work he needs to do as President of the United States.
Mercedes Schlapp, contributor at the Fox News Channel, and of course in the Washington Times. Check out her article. It's in Thursday's Washington Times this past week, and it will be your guide for holiday dinners throughout the holiday period and well into January. Mercedes, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much,
weekend.
Rick. You too.
That conversation we had with Mercedes Schlapp last night. And, of course, throughout the morning, we've been reporting on the death of Fidel Castro, died at the age of 90, 10:29 p.m. last night. And what had happened, the nightly news had started, as usual, on the Cuban state television when things suddenly changed. President Raul Castro appeared, seated before a desk in a military uniform, delivered the somber news that his brother Fidel Castro had died 58 years after leading a rebel army to a victory that led to one of the world's most durable socialist states. The Cuban government has declared 9 days of national mourning for the death of Fidel Castro. It will end when his remains are interred on December 4th. In the eastern city of Santiago. It was key to his early life and to the revolution. Public activities and events have been canceled in Cuba. The Cuban flag will fly at half staff. The Council of State says state radio and television will maintain informative, patriotic, and historic programming. State media says that Cubans throughout the country will be invited to pay homage to Castro on Monday and Tuesday by signing a solemn oath of complying with the concept
of the revolution. And of course, we'll have continuing coverage throughout the weekend on the death of Fidel Castro.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you!
Brought to you by ARS Rescue Rooter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.